last week's. Do they have papers for them? Oh, there they are. They're coming. Patience is a virtue. So while we're waiting, we'll say, here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. My wife says, stop singing. They want the recording. We're not going to chase everybody off. Now, the ones that weren't here last week, the Lord's been speaking to me, and I just want everybody to understand what we're doing so there's no confusion. The Lord was speaking to my heart about discipling new believers and new converts. And the problem is, a weekly adventure isn't going to work. So what I'm handing you is a phone program to get them into starting to learn the Word of God. And where you get on your phone and you have each day you call the person that you've been assigned or that you've chosen, and you share just that scripture, you talk about them and you pray for them daily, and then we'll have a discipleship class to help them grow. I believe in the last days, God doesn't want anyone falling through the cracks. And believe me, there's been many that are falling through the cracks. Yeah. Amen? And so what we're asking for, not everybody has the time in their schedules to be a discipler for someone, but I think that every one of us have time in our lives for a five-minute phone call. How many has time in their life for a five-minute phone call? Let me see your hands. I guess we're speaking to the right crowd then, right? Hallelujah. So tonight, as we're going to continue, again, we're going to have in place a discipleship program and things for people to grow. And this isn't actually a discipleship program. This is a program to get the folks used to looking at the Word and hearing the Word. And it's going to be a daily experience for them. Amen? Because if I was going to hit these subjects truly, I'd be expounding on them and going deeper with a new convert than what I'm doing just in this sheet. Okay? So as we're looking at this, so we're going back to our 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. We'll continue this study on helping others to grow. Amen? How am I going to help others to grow? Huh? Grow ourselves. But how am I going to help others to grow? I'm just seeing how the communication is working. Feed them. How am I feeding them? The Word. How am I doing that? Over the phone. How am I doing that? You have a day. So just on that sheet from last week, you have, how many days do you have there? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 days. You're only doing one scripture a day. Okay? In other words, we're not going to shock them. Okay? They're a new believer. Sometimes we overfeed a child. How many mamas in here and daddies in here have fed a baby a bottle before? And what happens when you start force feeding your baby more food than they can take? They throw it up. So what we're doing, and God says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So what we're looking at here is we're not overfeeding them. Sometimes we think if we can get so spiritual and religious that we can wow them. We don't wow them. We pow them. All right? In other words, God says we're going to get down to the level with them and we're going to reach them right where they're at and love on them so they don't stay there. So as we're tasting the Word of God, as they taste it, they'll see, they have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And when I'm thinking about gracious, that is mercy, the unmerited favor of God. How many has received the unmerited favor of God in your life? Come on now. Amen. And so when we're ministering to someone, no matter where they've been, no matter what they've done, they're receiving the unmerited favor. It's not something they've earned. It's not something they deserve. But God's called us to be communicators. Amen. That the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. Amen. So if to have effective communication, we have to open the communication lines. This is not a gossip line. This is not a storytelling line. This is not a, I'm going to keep you on the phone a half an hour line. Amen. Because guess what? When you keep somebody on the phone for half an hour, you talk about subjects you never should have talked about. Amen. You go places you never should have went. Amen. Because you're always thinking of something else to say. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. So as we look at this, so tonight we're going to look at first, they are pardoned. They are pardoned. First John. Chapter 1, verse number 9. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Every day I have to repent for something. Come on, come on. I mean, I try to walk in the spirit, but my flesh gets in there in the way a lot of times. Does anybody's flesh trip them up any? Come on, come on. We want to walk in the spirit. We want to do the spiritual things, but we have the natural things also. Yes. Amen. So he wants us to understand that as we're communicating with them, we're going to call them one day. We're going to talk about just 1 John 1:9. Then we're going to speak to them about the next day we call him up, we're going to say he is faithful. We're going to talk about the faithfulness of God and the scripture reference we can use. I did this for you so you wouldn't have to go find it for yourself. All your homework's been done. Is that okay? Is that all right? So when we call him up, we're saying in verse number 9, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We want to know that God is faithful to do everything that he said. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man he needs to repent. God said it's happening. Amen. This is the only thing in this world we can stand on. This is the solid ground. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. On the Christ, the solid rock, I stand. One of the things I find about the God I serve, he is fair. And when I talk about fair, he is not unjust. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. And when I looked at that, I was looking at what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 45. Verse 21, he says, tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together, who have declared this from ancient time, who have told it from that time, have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and Savior and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else. And basically, we're just saying there's only one God. There's one big G. There's a lot of little G's running around. Amen. But the big G steps on the little G every time. Amen. I don't know about you. I wrote a song one time. It was called G. I think it was my son that wrote it, wasn't it? G, the letter G. He couldn't think of any other words. That was a song he sang. Because he learned to play G on the guitar. All right? Are you with me? Are you following me? we're reminding them that he is forgiving.
Yes.
Here's one of the things that's important when we're talking and communicating, and this is just a call for 5 minutes. You'll just take your time every day to communicate with somebody God's word and pray for them. And it's important that he's a forgiving God. When we mess up, fess up.
Yep.
Amen. Are you with me? He says in Ephesians chapter 1. Now this may seem simplistic to some, but it's not simplistic because it's not being done and it needs to be implied. Amen. Because if the word just stays in here, it doesn't accomplish anything. Okay? The word has to come out. The word has to be delivered. And we're trusting God to do the work. He's not asking us to do anything but to be faithful and trust him. Trust him that the Lord gave me instructions of what to do. Amen. For this end time harvest of souls, because there's bunches of people that are coming to Jesus, and we got to be ready to take care of them. And it's going to take all of us doing something. Hello? And most of us don't have the time to have them over our house daily or whatever. So he gave me this communication to simplify something that will work, because God created all things. God gave us communications. Now the world has messed it all up and made it impure. But he says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he have abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. We serve a wise God.
Yeah.
Amen. He knows the beginning to the end. He knows everything in between. Man, I thank God for brothers and sisters in Christ, but I thank God that he has every answer I need. And what God does for us is he gives us the answer, and then he gives us affirmation through others.
Amen.
Amen. And out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So as we're looking at this, and we're also looking that we're not perfect.
Amen.
We're not perfect. We're forgiven.
Yep.
I love what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, our flesh constantly wants to bring us into condemnation. And when you're coming into condemnation, it's not from the Spirit of God, it's from the Spirit of man. Amen. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So I'm learning this, and I'm encouraging someone. Hey, you're not perfect. You're just forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. He says, but spared. Not perfect, but spared. I have in Romans 8:34, the Apostle Paul says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession from us. You know that Christ, because of my trust in Christ Jesus, he's before the throne of God on my behalf.
Amen.
Amen. I think he just reminds his daddy, hey, daddy, they're a work in progress. Amen? Amen? But they're progressing.
Yes, Lord.
Amen? If I'm a work in progress, I'm ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. So we're not, when we're speaking to these people, we're meeting them on the level they're at, and we're loving them right where they're at. And we're speaking the word of God, and we're trusting the word of God to help transform their lives. I cannot change anybody. Man, I know in my life, I really had a problem trying to change myself. Anybody been there? Anybody get worn out trying to change? Amen. I mean, I try to change myself. It just doesn't work. But God transformed my life and changed my life. And have I arrived yet? No. But I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't take anything for this journey I've been on.
Amen.
I've witnessed so many mighty things of God, and so many times people are just looking for the outward things. Man, I got a message coming the Lord gave me this morning. Not this week, but I think next week. I don't know if he's going to let me preach it yet or not, but God's gave me some revelations that just really blew my mind. Amen? How many like when the Lord gives you revelations, it just blows your mind? You know, something was sitting in front of your face the whole time, you never saw it. Yeah, it's something that you read 150 times but never saw it.
Yeah, come on.
Because the Holy Spirit didn't reveal it until it was time.
That's right.
It didn't that you were ignorant or that you weren't that you weren't educated or whatever. As the Scripture is layered and the Holy Spirit reveals things and opens up things and shows you things. Amen. Are y'all with me? But secured. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30. The Word of God says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you were sealed unto the day of redemption." Well, how do I grieve the Holy Spirit? We're just going to talk about this. We're not going there. And we're talking about grieving or upset that when we follow the flesh and not the Spirit. Okay? When we follow the spirit of man and not the Spirit of God. You know, we all have a spirit of man inside of us, a fleshy spirit. But as a child of God, you have the Spirit of God. So the verse before, he says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers." And he's speaking to us here. Let's not grieve the Holy Spirit by not having grace for the ones we're speaking to. That on the, "Well, Pastor, I don't know. I've been calling for 2 weeks and it doesn't look like anything's changing." Boy, if you could only look back when you gave your heart to Jesus and saw where you were at. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 But stepping up, I have here in Ephesians 5:2, "And walk in love, as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." Amen. So what we're doing is we're communicating the love of God. Amen. That agape love, that unconditional love that loves them right where they're at. And his love is what really transforms and changes lives. Are you with me? Sometimes we think, as older Christians, let me say this. Sometimes we think, "Well, Pastor, I know this, I can do this." No, God's given us instruction how to pick up the phone and simply call somebody a day for 5 minutes a day, and it's going to transform and change their lives. Hello? Why am I saying it? Because God said it.
Yep.
Because the Holy Spirit said it.
Yep.
Amen? Amen? And they say, "Well, I don't do it like this. I do it like this." Well, you could do it like that, whatever you want. But if you want the people that we're going to refer to you, well, I'm asking you to do this. Amen? You can put your own personality into it. That's what makes it interesting. What we're doing is we're communicating, because what we're doing is we're leading people in to a discipleship program that will be effective with them, instead of just starting to say A, B, C, D. They already know the alphabet, and now we can start teaching them on the things of God. Amen. So what we're doing, this is a preparation for discipleship. Amen. Sometimes when we bring people just immediately into discipleship, and I've seen the classes, they start off and they're full, and they start dwindling down. They start dwindling down. By the time you finish the class, you only have a few left. Because sometimes it was overwhelming to the new believer.
Yep.
All right? Really, we're asking them to go back to school. All right?
Yeah.
Amen. How many, when they got out of school, was finished with school? Come on. Really? Come on. All right? So, thirdly, they are purchased. They are purchased. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, am I off my rocker, or are you hearing me? Yes, I'm off the rocker, but not off my rocker. The cord had to come somewhere, right? It flows natural, right? Is that a gift from God? We remind them. The Bible says what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And that isn't a capital S. We're not glorifying with the Holy Spirit. We're glorifying with the spirit of man. We're allowing the spirit of God to change our spirit.
Yes.
Our demeanor.
Yes.
Amen. There's a lie from the adversary that happens so much. It's, that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
No, that's not just the way you are. That's the way the world has corrupted you. God had a better plan for you. And he's bringing you back to what he called you to be. Amen. So he says, he resides in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're just reminding them. Know ye not that you're the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And when you're looking at this, really what you're doing, you're communicating, you don't have to look very far from God, for God. Have you ever been to a place, come on, have you ever been to a place where the devil made you think that God wasn't hearing you, or your prayers weren't being answered, or you didn't see God wasn't hearing you, or whatever you, and you know, there was something that was blocking your prayers or something? Well, God says he's inside of you. In other words, sometimes we need to shut up and listen. Amen. He says it's a still small voice. God never yells at me when I'm not paying attention. We have a tendency to do that, right? Somebody's not paying attention to us and we want their attention. What do? We elevate our voice. That's our natural thing. But God's not like that. He's soft spoken. But he's going to be loud the day of judgment.
Amen.
Right? Then there's going to be a loud noise. A shout from heaven. Amen. And I thank God that we're in the right place at the right time. Amen. He redeems. In Titus chapter 2. Verse number 14. Remind them that Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And I use this thing, the last one is to restore. And I love that the Psalms in Psalms 51. Verse number 12. And we're speaking about the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So what we're doing is we're opening up the lines of communication. This is a telephone line. You'll be connected with someone in church, and males will be with males and females with females, all right? And what we're doing is we're just communicating God's word to them. Amen. In a specific way to help them during the week.
Yes.
Amen. And then we'll have we're going to have discipleship classes. We're going to have a massive revival that's coming here really soon. We're in the brink of it. And God's just told me that if we don't have things in order, he can't allow it to happen. He'll take it somewhere else if we're not prepared to take care of the people. Amen? So we got to be ready to take care of people. Amen? God constantly brings souls to this place. He constantly puts souls in front of me, and he puts them in front of you. We're going to lead lots of people to Jesus. Amen? I believe there's an end time harvest of souls like never before. I think the latter end is greater than the former. I think he's going to pour out his spirit like crazy, and we're going to do some crazy mighty things for the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is at work. He's working in you and I right now. Why? Because he ordained you and he called you to be here for a time such as now. Amen? And so I believe that it's purpose for each and every one of us. Anybody have any thoughts or any questions? Anybody have any answers? Do you understand what we're doing?
Yes.
Amen? We're opening up the lines of communication. We'll open up the lines of communication. When somebody gives their heart to Jesus, we're going to begin to communicate them. We're going to set up a time with them where we can call them daily. Okay? And in this time, it's a 5-minute call. It doesn't have to be long. You can have it longer. We're not saying you can only be 5 minutes, but it's going to be no longer than a 5-minute call if that's all you have to give. And God says his word will never return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do.
Yes.
Amen. So what we're doing is we're saying, okay, amen, in this busy world that we're in right now, how in the world are we going to take care of those souls? Well, God, in this world, we have communicators. And we're all familiar. Hey, wait a minute. They need to hear your voice, not a text message. We're not texting the message to them. It's the spoken word of God. I mean, we're speaking the word into their ears. And we're trusting God because what we're saying, we're quoting one scripture, and we wanted to encourage you on this point today. And we want you to know that God loves you and that we're praying for you. May I pray for you while I have you on the phone? And it doesn't matter, the prayer's from your heart. Some people will just say, well, I'm not a good prayer person. Well, that's not true. Amen. God created you. He created you in his image. Amen. In other words, and if we were created in his image, you're saying to me, well, God's not a good prayer man. Or he doesn't know how to pray. Well, yes, he does. If I truly believe greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Amen. I believe the one that's in me, the Bible says the Spirit will give me utterance when I know not what to pray. Amen. So I'm trusting God in and through it. Amen.
Amen?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. So are we to pick one person that we want to call 5 minutes a day, or is it a number of people?
No. I'm also asking everybody to pick one person.
So when you call that person up so you don't lead into a conversation, so to speak, how would you begin with that?
Well, I'll say, hey, when I meet them, I say, my name is Gaitha, and I'm going to be calling you every day just for a few minutes to encourage you, okay? This is a new walk for you, and I'm going to call you up to give you encouragement, okay? And so that's all we're doing is we're just speaking words of encouragement to people in a time when everybody needs to be encouraged. Amen? How many need encouragement? Come on. How many are going through something? Come on. Come on. Amen. We all need to be encouraged. You know, he says that we're to edify one another. We're to build one another up. And we're letting those folks realize that they're just as important as everyone else. They're just not a number. Sometimes people look at them as numbers. Well, we had 37 that gave their heart. It isn't about that. It's about discipling. It's about keeper. God's a keeper. You know, he wants them to keep them. Amen. So what we're doing, and it's your personality. We're not asking you to be like someone else or just be you. Amen. Yes. Well, we'll do it the thing. When somebody gives their heart to Jesus, I'll ask somebody to come up, a volunteer to come up to meet them. And y'all exchange information at that time. Okay? Amen? And so that you have their number and they have your number. Okay? So we'll do that at the time when people give their hearts to Jesus. Okay? And again, we're going to have discipleship too. We're going to have some classes and things and new believers and different classes that we're going to have. But the main thing is that God's speaking to my heart about is we need daily communication with people. A week is too long. You know, the old saying that we have a discipleship class once a week. Well, as evil as our time is, a discipleship class once a week isn't enough. Amen. I mean, we're battling the darkness, okay? Spiritual wickedness, okay? There's a true battle that's going on. And God gave us everything we need to be victorious and to help them to be victorious also. Amen? Amen. And I want to hear, I don't know about you, but when I come before the Father, I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. I that's what I want to hear. I want to hear. And when I hear that, it's because I do what the Lord gives me instructions to do. Amen. Amen. And what it's saying is, some people say, well, I can't disciple or I don't know how to teach people. God said, I'm going to give you a simplistic thing that everyone can do. Huh? You going to sing a song for us, did you say?
No, I said I like that song.
You didn't say you were going to sing that song?
I was telling her about what I wanted
to say. All right, we ain't talking about it. We're living. We're talking about life here, lady. Hey, we're talking about a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Father, we're so grateful for your word and so grateful that you're sending your word to minister to our hearts and lives and that we're taking your word out to the community, Father God, and we're using the means that we have, Father God, the means of communication. So, Father God, as we pick these individuals up and we allow them to be in our lives and us in their lives, Father God, we thank you, Father God. It's all about you. So I thank you for each and every one. And I pray blessings upon everybody in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.